The National Academy of Public Administration has elected a new class of fellows to tackle some of the most complex management and policy issues in government and report to Congress about it. Joshua Gottbaum is a member of the new class. He's the former head of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation and is now a guest scholar at the Brookings Institute. Hi, Joshua.
Morning.
So, first of all, what does it mean for you to take on this new challenge of becoming a NAPA Fellow?
Oh, I think becoming a NAPA Fellow means that having spent much of my career thinking about government, talking about government, et cetera, it means that other people think I know enough to opine.
And to do more of it, to talk more about government and think more about it.
And to spend some time thinking about reforming and improving it. The whole theory behind NAPA is that people with broad government experience can lend it to help continue to improve the institution. When I ran the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, there was a NAPA panel that studied the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, made a set of recommendations to change PBGC's governance, recommendations which unfortunately were not followed. But as a result, I got to know the institution. The work that they did was excellent, really very good, the best analysis of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation that had ever been done. And so when they said, would you be interested in becoming a fellow, I said yes.
And now that you have been out of government for a short time and you are free, what are the big challenges that you want to take on as a fellow?
Basically, as I look, I'm not sure that I have a career because I've worked in the White House, the Defense Department, the Treasury, the Office of Management and Budget, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Energy, and PBGC.
You've had a few gigs then.
Right. I've had lots of gigs in government. Outside government, I ran, I ran a charity, the September 11th Fund. I ran an airline, Hawaiian Airlines, to fix it. I've helped fix pulp mills and a kosher chicken company. So I've done a lot of things. The way I think about what I do is fix things. And you never know exactly what is necessary when institutions aren't working well. So what I've been doing while at Brookings is working to improve and reform, and, you know, pension policy, retirement policy. The Secretary of Labor, for example, just announced a change in how the department regulated investments. How the department regulated investments that are socially responsible or that economically targeted? That's something that I'd worked on for a while. The administration as a whole announced that they were encouraging experimentation by states with setting up retirement systems for private citizens who didn't have anything, and that was something that had worked on as well. So my view of this one is I look for situations where I can make a difference by either having an outsider's view or going in and fixing whatever it is that ails it, whether it is personnel or IT systems or strategy or whatever. And the reason why I think NAPA is interesting and exciting is that they have fellows with all of those experiences and all of those expertises, and all that experience and all that expertise is available for not just Congress, but the federal agencies to improve their own performance.
We're speaking with Joshua Gottbaum. He's a member of the new class of National Academy of Public Administration Fellows and the former head of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. So when there's problems, you can't anticipate a fix, but what's your method? When you got to the agency, there was some turmoil there and you were credited with bringing stability to it. What's your method for going about diagnosing the problem and planning a fix?
First, you talk to everyone. You listen. You try to figure out both what is wrong and what is right. Because in every institution, no matter how messed up, every institution is full of really good people who are trying to do their jobs well. And so part of what you always have to do is to figure out what's wrong. And 9 times out of 10, it is not that people or institutions don't want to do a good job. It's either that they've defined their mission in ways that are different from the way the outside world defines their mission, in which case you worry about accountability, or that the resources are inadequate, or that they are afraid to change the way they do things. Let me give you some for instances. I showed up at PBGC, and you know, I was a political appointee, I was not a pension expert, et cetera, and the agency was involved in controversy because the inspector general found that that the agency, which is a very good agency, had made some mistakes in calculating pensions for people. Now, the people who did it said it was a really complicated calculation, and at absolute most, not very many people were underpaid, but they were underpaid by 0.75% or 1%. And my response was, are you really satisfied with that? When people come to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, they have lost their jobs. They've lost their pensions. Are you saying that shortchanging them by only $10 a month is okay? And the truth is, no one was really satisfied with that. And so we said, what we're going to do is we're going to, first of all, admit the mistake. Second of all, correct the mistake. Third of all, apologize for the mistake. And fourth, think about how to reorganize and change our processes to make sure that it doesn't happen again. We did all of that. I'm a big fan of accountability. The PBGC, when I got there, was the best benefits processing agency in government. It also, better than even than the Social Security Administration, in the opinion of its customers. When we got there, the agency had been taking customer satisfaction surveys for years. So I said, why don't we use them? Why don't we publicize them? And then why don't we pay bonuses based on the actual performance on these surveys? Over 4 years, PBGC, which started as the best federal benefits processing agency, improved 10 points on the American Customer Satisfaction Index over just four years. So I think holding people accountable for what they already want to do is a big thing to do. Rethinking how you do it matters intensely. The second issue is personnel. I spend, most political appointees don't treat the career staff, and PBGC is, you know, 99% career, et cetera, as self-reinforcing and self-rejuvenating. And I spent a lot of time recruiting. When there were scandals at the GSA, because remember, every institution, no matter how tarnished you may think it is full of really good people doing their job. So when there were scandals at GSA, I went in and said, are there people who are unhappy with the new management? The answer was yes. And as a result, part of the senior management of PBGC are people who wanted to stay in the federal service, but they wanted an agency where they weren't being presumed to be part of a scandal. The last one I'll mention is,
well, unfortunately, we're going to leave it there. But we've got a good sense of how you're going to approach all these problems in government. There's a lot of work to be done, and I want to thank you for joining us and giving us this preview.
Happy to do it. Take care. Have a good day.